Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
With all that's going on in the country, some have asked the question, have we lost the culture war? In fact, even some pundits have said, we need to just go on and accept, for example, same-sex marriage and some of the other social issues that are beginning to apparently change. Well, I think we have different views, and I don't think we've lost the culture war by any means. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, I think some people can get weary. Some people can look at trends and even polls, and some pollsters have different reasons why they want to skew a particular question one way or another, depending upon how you ask the question. Depending upon how you slant the series of questions, you might be able to come up with certain answers. Depending upon the sampling pool, you might be able to get a skewed view of different kinds of responses. And unfortunately, if you're not grounded in the scripture, if you don't have a solid biblical worldview, you can sometimes be swayed one way or another based upon what you see on the morning or evening news, what you read in your news sources, or what the society seems to be trending. We talk about how something's trending on Twitter. Well, sometimes the trends ultimately become people's decision points in terms of how they're going to view certain issues. And they may change because of these trends. But I believe that the scriptures give us a solid compass point so that we never have to determine where north is, where south is, where east or west is. We never are lost. We never get tossed around by every wind of doctrine, as the scriptures say. It gives us that point of security. It gives us that point that we can have as a reference point. And at the end of the day, God will be glorified, and ultimately God's word will prevail.
Yeah, Matt, you know, there are a couple things going on here. The secular left is very adept at creating illusions, and they create a sense of inevitability. We've seen this with the gay marriage issue. They can create an illusion that the whole nation is moving, you know, way to the left on all of these cultural issues, these transcendent issues of life, of marriage. And we know that that's simply not the case, but it's not helpful to the cause of Christ or to the cause of truth when we have those on our side who just throw up their arms and say, let's give up. We might as well surrender. Here's the white flag. We're losing. Let's just give in and be Christians over here in our own little enclaves. And well, guess what? That's not going to happen, because they will insist that your church embrace all of these radical leftist issues as well, and that you as individual Christians must embrace gay marriage and so forth. You know, and when you have people like Pastor Andy Stanley, for instance, calling for saying it's time to let's take a 1-year moratorium and take a break on all of these cultural issues and not focus on them at all, not even address them. Matt, isn't that like, you know, if the enemy is charging at you full steam ahead, ready to slaughter you and your troops, and you say, well, now's the time, let's just take a break and call a moratorium on this war. But the enemy, guess what, is not calling a moratorium. They're not taking a break. Satan and his agenda is pushing full steam ahead.
Yeah, so Andy Stanley actually came up with that absurd statement.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's unbelievable that a pastor, a leader, would have anything such as that coming out of their mouth. It'd be like saying during the Nazi Holocaust, there's a lot of controversy going on here. There's a lot of pressure from the government. Let's just take a 1-year moratorium and let's not talk about the genocide that's happening in our backyard. Let's not talk about the children that are being sacrificed every day in America. Let's not talk about the fact that children are being placed in homes without mothers and fathers, and that their whole view of human sexuality, God, is being completely distorted, and that the government is forcing people to participate in sexual immorality and celebrate immoral sexual unions. Let's just forget about that, and let's just live happily ever after for at least a year, kind of take a break. I mean, that's absolutely absurd. You know, the thing that really strikes me when I visit Israel is the reliability of God's word. Jesus is in Capernaum, and I've used this illustration before, and this is where he did a lot of his miracles. He did so many miracles there, and because of that, and they didn't respond overwhelmingly, although this is where he called his first disciples, this is where he healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of fever. It's a major area of his ministry. He cursed the town. He cursed two others the same way because he had also performed a lot of miracles there. And when we visit there, we're visiting ruins of a town that no longer exists. And there's no reason for it not to exist because it's right there on the beautiful shore of the Sea of Galilee. It's got a great water source, got great access to roads and transportation. Why is there not a new Capernaum? Why is there not a thriving city today? And here's some of the ruins over here of the old Capernaum. There's just the ruins of the city that he cursed. You know, people who heard that message of Jesus got up the next day, and guess what? Capernaum was still going on. And they would say, you know, just like people say today, there's same-sex marriage. The sky hasn't fallen today, even though it got adopted yesterday. So you people, you're just whiners. You're complainers. You're exaggerators. The next week, you could go visit Capernaum, the same thing. The next couple of years, the same thing. But now you see it never was rebuilt. Neither were the other two cities. The word of God is true, and it gives us the solid compass.
Yeah, Matt, but then when you have pastors like Andy Stanley suggesting that maybe the word of God isn't absolute and true. He said this, and this is, of course, is in the context of marriage and homosexual sin. He said, quote, "There is no consensus in this room when it comes to same-sex attraction. There is no consensus in this room when it comes to gay marriage." Well, guess what? There's consensus in the Bible, and God, our consensus is irrelevant when it comes to the absolute truths of Scripture. And God is clear that marriage is between a man and a woman. God is clear that homosexual behavior is among the lists of sexual sin that is prohibited in Christendom. And so he also says this, Matt. Here's the exact quote. "If all the Christians for just 1 year would quit looking at porn, would quit smoking weed, would quit having premarital sex, would quit committing adultery, would pay their taxes, and church just foster in 1 year's nation, it would be different. But there are so many Christians, and that's all true. That's all very good. But he says we're challenging leaders who love the church to break the bounds of an ordinary existence and find the courage to embrace and radiate bold change. And in order to do that, he says they need to take a full year off from, in addition to, yes, of sinning, take a full year off of even engaging these issues. It's absurd."
Yeah, it's absurd. You know, I'm sure there was no consensus when Jesus said there was not going to be one stone left upon another. The next day, people would have had a consensus. I'm sure the consensus would have been, that's absurd. This man can't be who he says he is. This beautiful temple? No, it's not going anywhere. And guess what? It went somewhere, and there was no stone left upon another. You know, even though the winds of change blow from left to right, the pendulum swings from left to right, the pendulum always comes back. The excesses ultimately gobble up the people who engage in those excesses, and they begin to realize, hey, guess what? There is something better. This way of life is not the best way of life. The way of life that gives us hope, and Jesus says he has come to give life and life more abundantly. Let's not be concerned about polls or trends, but let's be more concerned about the Word of God. For more information, call Liberty Council at 800-671-1776. I encourage you to ask for the book, The Bible in America. The Bible has impacted America in so many ways. It's impacted the world in so many ways. But this book by Steve Green is focused on the impact of the Bible in America. I'm telling you, after reading this book, you'll want to go and immerse yourself in the Scriptures. I encourage you to do so. One of the ways that I do it is every morning when I work out, and I work out 6 days a week, I listen to the Scriptures. I listen to praise and worship. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Fill your mind with praises to God. And that way you don't get concerned as much about which way the winds of doctrine are going. Certainly you are concerned about our culture, but at the end of the day, we know who wrote the last chapter of the book, and we know what he has asked us to do today. And it's not to follow popular trends. It's to be salt and light. It's to be truth in a culture that has gone crazy. And we believe that God ultimately will stand vindicated. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.